Hey, this is Joe Gatto, and you're listening to Shootin' Shit.
This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to Shootin' Poop.
You got the
look, dude. You've got the 90s rock look, and
we all have the look.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I think each block is a different segment of the 90s right here.
you can see the age difference just by looking in each individual square.
Yeah, our band with the hat on. Now we officially look like every version of the 90s possible.
Our band would be the Divorced Dads and the PFAs.
Shout out to everybody out there who knows what the CHS coming off your check is. Whoop, whoop, whoop. 3 more years.
Not me.
Paid mine off 6 months ago.
Well, not you.
It is in fact
time. Fuck it.
It is in fact cheaper to keep her. I've learned this after
cheaper to keep her. Yeah, I know, man. You don't. I seen your act. You're not factoring in groceries and everything else.
And the trip to Japan. That's a beating.
What a way to
bulking up, man. She's bulking up.
Got that's why I never made it as a wife, man.
Oh. Yeah, she's been a flyaway for a while, dog.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, as you may notice, there are 4 people on here tonight with us because there is a special person here with us, our Philly correspondent, because, ladies and gentlemen, we are on the road to WrestleMania fucking next weekend. I can't believe it. But Joey K wasn't enough Philly. We brought more fucking Philly. We've got Johnski with us. Come on, dude.
Who's this guy again? Who's this guy?
Tell us about yourself, brother. Who are you?
It's me, Johnski, TikTok creator. I'm known right now primarily for shitting on Jennifer Lopez aggressively.
Oh, did you not like the bacon, egg, and cheese? Or the ham, egg, and cheese? Excuse me. Was it just the ham and cheese? Fucking basic, bitch.
First of all, she sucks. Man. What a vapid narcissist.
Oh, come on, dude. How can you say that about somebody who's been madly in love 7 times?
Yeah.
7 whole times.
Well, that's how many times she's been married, bro.
I'm sorry. I seen those clips and I understand why Ben Affleck's a drug addict. I would 100% be completely intoxicated around her constantly.
Dude. Oh, yeah.
Dude, he gave up Jennifer Gardner. Jenny G.
You know, Jenny G's way better in the bedroom than Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She tries.
Oh, yeah.
For
sure.
And then
there's no way Jennifer Lopez looks like that and can fuck right. There's just no way. God is just not that good.
You get one or the other with that.
Right. Either you get it put on you or you're going to look real good walking around with it.
She's probably like, yeah, call me Jenny from the block.
Taking it back to evil, gentlemen. Dennis, roll that video. Officially started.
There's our intro, so that they can enjoy like that, you know, fucking Liberace covering Knight Rider's opening theme right there. It's interpretation of it.
It's a minute worth.
Does sound like that, don't it?
It hits though. It hits.
No way. It's more like Astro. Was it Miami Vice, man?
It was a little bit of both.
Yeah. A little bit of both of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You see boobies bouncing in a bikini top room. As a 12-year-old kid watching that show, dude, that was like softcore porn right there.
Somewhere in the world, David Hasselhoff is listening to that, looking out a window, like looking through a window, thinking about the glory days,
stroking himself, talking about, "I'm a big star in Germany. I'm a big, big star in Germany.
Yeah, I'll fucking run on that beach. Yeah, I'll fucking run so hard right now."
While he's lotioning up for no reason. Yeah. Just fucking glistening.
No, he was tan as fuck, though, in that show.
Yeah, I know, dude. But remember before he started, like, shaving his chest hair and he looked like a grease fucking beaver died on his chest? And it's like, let's grease this up like we ate pork chops without our hands and run down the beach.
Dude, he was mad.
Hasselhoff is a fucking unit, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was a
giant
piece of a man.
Giant unit. Yeah.
Dude, he was slinging so much dick in Germany.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, my God.
He had a talking car, dude. Of course he was getting laid.
Yeah.
Do you think it played wingman?
Oh, possibly.
So I would fucking roll up everywhere in that fucking car.
Hey, big bitch. Do you want to talk to Michael Knight?
No, some weird-ass shit, dude.
Wow, dude, that was loud.
You think you could program that car to be like, if you're getting in the car, you can blow me. Like, yo, like it would say shit like that, just prompts. That would be amazing.
Insert penis now.
Why hasn't Elon Musk thought of this?
He's saving that one for himself.
He's got it for himself.
That's a Cybertruck first update. Yeah. Right there.
That's the Gen 2. That's the plot. Elon
special.
I don't know, dude. I'm pretty sure Elon Musk is the Antichrist. I'm not 100% sure I trust that. Dude, yeah. What?
Daddy Musk is taking us to Mars, baby. I don't know.
Yeah,
how about you?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Him and his people are leaving soon, so.
What, white South Africans?
You know, if they're ever hungry, I know a diner where they could eat at.
Oh.
Those are the strangest form of people.
The white South Africans,
Because of their names, they're like Elon Musk or Driscus Duplessis,
It's very French, but they're African. Like,
your name is fucking John. Shut up.
They consider. Come on, man. They consider apartheid was still going on there in like what, the 90s and shit, dude. So like they really do think they're the master race. And why would you argue with me? You guys like a quadrillionaire.
Hold on.
He bought and sold Amber Heard like she was nothing.
He doesn't even count. He is an outlier to all the other South African people I've ever seen in his life, because Driscus Duplessis definitely can't spell apartheid, let alone understand what it was.
Hold on. I can one-up you on this. You ever listen to De Antwoord?
Yeah, De Antwoord. Yeah.
Fucking ninja from De Antwoord.
Case
Elon
point.
Musk probably like crossed paths at one point. You know? Yeah. Like, that's the fucking separation of Elon Musk to everyone else.
Yeah, that's how thin the pool is in South Africa. That those people are on the same plane of importance. The dude who dressed up like a dog and the guy who owns Twitter. Like,
right.
They're equally important in their countries.
Fun fact from our producer here that Mr. Feeney actually did the voice for Kit, which is fucking blows my mind.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did.
Fuck yeah, Feeney.
And he was on Magnum PA. He was the butler. He was Jefferson.
Fucking Feeney.
No, no, wait. That's not Jefferson. What? That was that was a Fresh Prince, man. What was the guy's name on Magnum PA?
That was Jeffrey in the Fresh Prince.
Jeffrey.
Wasn't it Tattoo Magnum PA?
Chicago and Texas over here just butchering like Philadelphia classics over here. Fresh Prince of Bel Air is like fucking Philly classic.
Hey,
dude. It is, I guess. Yeah.
So that's you're you know, you're here tonight as our local Philly correspondent, Mr. Jansky, and there's a lot of riffraff coming to Philly for this WrestleMania coming up on.
Not that they need to bring any more. There's plenty there.
So.
Yeah,
you know, people like me, you know, we're out of town.
I'll let them work a time. Drove by my house.
Oh shit! So like, what's some good? First off, what are the absolute do nots in your town? Like, if you're
Kensington?
From out of town,
steer clear of Kensington. It's a solid start. If you see tents, go the other way. tourist trap food spots like Gino's or Pat's, Tony Luke's. Don't go to Tony Luke's, that guy. Real, here's a Philly inside scoop. The guy who owns Tony Luke's just told on his father. Ooh. Just put his 80-year-old father in prison.
Damn.
How crazy is that? Unacceptable. We do not support Tony Luke's in Philly. Pat's and Gino's, they both suck. I'm trying to think what else you could avoid. So right next to where Mania is going to be is a bar called Xfinity Live.
Okay.
Avoid that too. That is a giant tourist bar, and it's nuts in there. It's only good during football season because, like, the Eagles go in there, and, like, we'll be in there drinking after the game and stuff. But the other, like, 180 days a year, avoid that fucking place at all costs.
Put it like this. For Xfinity Live, in my day life, my day job, we've had corporate-sponsored events at Xfinity Live.
Yeah.
So if that tells you how much of a trendy touristy trap that place is.
Oh, yeah. Like, if someone has a gun to your head and you have to pick to go to Kensington or Xfinity Live, go to Kensington. At least you won't remember it.
I want to go drink at that bar from the Mark Wahlberg movie, man. That place looked like fun.
Which Mark Wahlberg movie?
Like, what, he's only played a fucking Philadelphia Eagle, man.
Oh, that's just like every fucking scumbag shooter. Bar. Every yeah. scumbag roofer bar.
He's over the one who played an eagle, man.
So Joe, where's it at? Joe, where's it at? And what's your stool look like?
Joey's not going to tell you because you couldn't show him the Batman underground.
Yeah, dude.
We've seen it, actually.
Fuck you. Because I didn't get to go to
box. That was it, baby.
Dude, I went all the way to Chicago and didn't get to go into the tunnels. I was disappointed.
Dude, I showed you fucking everything else, man.
He showed
Why
us
would you go to Chicago?
Smiling at
whoa, there. Hold on. No.
Bunch of Chief Keefs running around. You got
no.
I'm not going anywhere near that place.
Mother
you know what? What's funny is it's such a weird city. Just, you know, because I'm used to Philly. Like, you kind of know where to go. You know what you're right. going to get in different
crack, death, the smell of the river. I got it.
Yeah, I mean, like, if I want to spend my afternoon watching meth head kung fu happen on the sidewalk, yeah, I'll go to fucking...
You can do it at home.
Go to fucking a bar in Kensington, which is, you know, whatever. Just hang out there for a little while. But, like, Chicago's weird because it's, like, got this... fucking Huxtable looking style of, you know, rich level homes, like where you don't expect them, like yeah. by the train tracks, you know, like yeah. it's just right. like it kind of sticks out like a sore thumb.
It's probably the same though, because like the main line is only 10 minutes from North Philly, you know what
True.
I mean? Like, and like that's where like Bradley Cooper lives, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So
yeah.
and like that's where all the Eagles' homes are, and same you cross over the Tacony Bridge, and you have all those houses and Cinnaminson and shit like that. So I don't know. It's probably the same. It's just like we're uncultured to it. But like from an outside perspective, I'm just gonna say, I'm pretty sure Chicago is Gotham City, and I love no parts of that.
Actually, it was Gotham City in the movie. That was one of the things when we were driving around Chicago. I showed him.
I was looking for Batman because I felt like we might die at any time.
Yeah,
it was close.
Visually, though, I felt the same way about show Boston. Where Boston looked like Gotham.
Yeah.
Oh,
like how old it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Buildings run down, mass holes.
Well, dude, I did make a point to take him by the hotel that Chris Farley OD'd in, so I could show him that.
Oh, that's a great stop.
Yep.
We drove by and Sean was like, "Hey, you guys know that building?" And we're like, "No." He goes,
"Yeah." He's like, "On your right." He was straight fucking like tour guiding it. I thought he was gonna like Vince Vaughn us and take us on the fucking boat next, and then we're just gonna go down the river and get the whole.
I love
experience.
My fucking city, bro. I love my fucking city.
I tell you, man.
Is that where you're from, Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, what a shame.
It could be worse, buddy. I could have grown up in Texas.
Yeah, it's true.
You could be
from New Jersey. That's
I don't know, dude. I don't get that dark when I tan.
I don't for think us, Texas is really that bad. Really
for us, Jersey really takes a cake. I shit on you guys just because it's fun and I enjoy it. But realistically, if you're from Jersey, and I know you're fucking skiing in your jeans, and I don't like you, and it's awful.
Like, yeah, it's America's dump. It has the most landfills per capita of any other state. It's literally America's landfill.
It's got to have somewhere to put the bodies, man.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people I've watched shit on various beaches in New Jersey? Like right on the beach, not under the boardwalk. Not
you know
like
how many
trying
beaches
to hide.
I've shit on in New Jersey.
That's where I
At
thought
least
he was going to say.
Five of the 11 major shore points have my shit on them. From 2010 and forward. I'm not talking about baby shits.
Oh, no. These are real shits. These are manly shits.
These are man shits. All right.
Oh, Jesus. That shit's so bad it looks like somebody blew their brains out on the side of the roof. Yeah, I got you, buddy. Fucking real shits.
Yeah.
But that's your vacation spot here on the East Coast. Yeah. So, you know.
Cheers
to that.
Disneyland for white trash.
Disneyland.
It really is.
And then you have Kensington, which is Disneyland for heroin addicts. So,
yeah.
We have all the attractions just a bridge away.
We're a cultured city, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we really are. A little zest.
So, what's the good spots? We've gotten some bad spots and some don't goes for like the love of God. Where do you want to go in Philly? I'm going for a full weekend, dude. I'm going to be, you know, taking in the sights. Where do I want to go?
So, if you're going to get a cheesesteak or pizza, you got to go to Angelo's off South Street. It's like the highest rated pizza in the country. The problem is, so things to know about Angelo's. Most of the good food spots in Philly do not take credit cards. They take cash only because they are violently laundering money because this is Philadelphia and nothing has changed. So
it's the city of brotherly love.
So I would say either one of two places, Angelo's for pizza or Santucci's, which is upside down pizza, which is like a Philly tradition thing.
The hell is upside down pizza?
So the cheese
motherfucker
is on the
dropped it once and then added a dollar to the price and sold it as something different.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Pretty much. So you got Santucci's, you got Angelo's. Depending on what kind of food you want, like a nice sit down restaurant, you got Del Frisco's, Double Eagle, nice steak place, Big Dollar. Trying to think what would be close to the stadium. Oregon Steaks. Another good cheesesteak spot, real close to the stadium. That's like real, real close. Like Steve's and all, like the places I like are a little farther up because I'm Northeast Philly trash, which is like a very different variety of trash. It's like a little more educated. Like we got Polo. You know what I mean?
Oh,
we got
Polo.
All right.
Pinky up trash. I feel
pinky
you.
Pinky up. Like my parents were employed. They weren't together, but they were employed.
You know just to give you insight into where I'm from, brother, the difference for me and you would be like, trailer park compared to a modular home.
Gotcha. They all move.
Right. One's in one piece with got wheels, but the other one has to be brought in with two pieces and put together, but it stays still.
Right.
That's why they call it a home. Yeah, man. You know. Dude, I was camping in a tin roof for almost 10 years, buddy. Don't tell me I don't know pain.
Yeah, it's not a crack house, it's a crack home, guys.
Look, yeah, buddy. That's right.
So like was it after
their lunch bucket, opened it up. So there you go, bud. Climb in. They'll be safe.
So was it after like Nookie and Break Stuff, you were able to finally buy a home and move out of there for a Durst? Really big fan of the albums, buddy.
He wasn't doing well until he hit with the WWE.
Oh, you almost got me, dude. Laugh the biscuit. That's fucking beautiful.
Oh, shit.
All right, I'm going to get my beard trimmed tomorrow. Fuck all you motherfuckers.
All right, where else? What other tour spots? We got some food spots.
Like definitely like go cool to shit, right. So go to Reading Terminal Market for sure. That's right by the stadium. So you won't be far from there if you're staying close to the stadium. It's like right outside, like right by the convention center. You have Reading Terminal Market. It's a bunch of food places that are pretty much all of them are like a 9 and above. You have to be really good to be in Reading Terminal Market, and so like you can get, and they all sell like small versions of whatever they like sell. So you can try a bunch of places in there. Reading Terminal Market is probably the spot. The roast pork place in there, out of this world.
Oh wow.
Man, I wouldn't mind to get a roast pork. That sounds good.
Yeah. Stay away from anything that says Fashion District too, because that sounds fancy, but it's in the hood.
So Fashion District is good. Right, got you.
I told him I gotta go on his own if he gets mugged.
Oh yeah, I'm just like,
I gotta get through the show, dog. Sorry, man.
Yeah, and if you drive a Kia, rent a different car because they're gonna. That's
I got awesome. A Ford.
Yeah, you're good then.
Yeah, if they don't want it in Detroit, I doubt they're gonna want it in Philadelphia. I mean, shit.
Yeah, well,
they built them there. Jesus,
we'll see. Come on, I guess we're taking your car.
Just in this year alone, they stole CJ Gardner-Johnson's car and Bryce Harper's car.
Well, I mean, Bryce Harper kind of deserved it.
Yeah, he had two bad games. That's your fucking problem, buddy. Buy a new G-Wagon.
Try better next time.
Yeah, hit a home run.
Quit brushing your hair and swing the bat.
Yeah.
Damn it. I said shave those sideburns.
Yeah, just going to put this out there. 10-minute walk up. 2023 and above Kias are not, they don't have that issue where they can get stolen that way. So
yeah.
I'm good. I'm all good.
Oh, dude, the Detroit News put on there that apparently people were stealing Hellcat Chargers and Challengers. Yeah. And the news did a step by step. This is why people are stealing them. Showed you how they go under, put that bitch in neutral, roll it out off the block. And then fucking break the steering column and drive off after they've got it away from your house.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And the news is like, oh, this is why we're like, hey, be safe because this is how you do it. He's like, you come right under here.
I'm getting a real reality check here because
Need to make conceal and carry. They need to make conceal and carry national, man.
One of my guilty pleasures, I will say for film purpose, whoever's watching this, aka my probation officer, my guilty pleasure is looking at what they call strikers on like marketplaces, like OfferUp and stuff, which a striker's a stolen car where you can get a Lambo for like 10 grand with no title.
Oh shit.
And that's because that's like in these major cities like Philly where I live, Detroit, Chicago, it's a popular thing.
That TikTok money keeps coming in, and I see you in a Lambo. I'm going to know where you got it, dude. So don't be trying to tell us you bought it at the fucking dealership, okay? We're going to know better.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, just don't look at the screw plates for the Vins. Don't worry about that. I promise I didn't swap them into a
I don't know, plate. Man. I think you and Joey both would do pretty well in Chicago. I think the two of you should come up. We'll just take the place over. Man.
I actually – so I love shitting on other cities because I'm a Philadelphia diehard. Like, yeah. I just – bleed Philadelphia, but I love Chicago though because like I'm a huge Jordan fan. So like my son's name is Jordan. Like I named my son Jordan after Michael Jordan. So
my son's like, name I named my son Jordan after him. Yeah, man. That's
like if I could have grew up anywhere in any time frame, I would have been born in the 70s to be an adult in the 90s in Chicago. Like to experience the Bulls run in Chicago.
So Sean's life, basically, he was born.
He was on tour at that time.
It's why I still get tested every 6 months for STDs. You know how much sticking and moving I did in the 90s, man. I don't know what I could have caught or what could show up.
What were you friends with Dennis Rodman? Jesus Christ!
Or he was Chicago.
Jesus Christ! So a little peek into you there. Johnski, and where's the name come from, dude? Like, is that a Philly thing or?
Yeah, so John is a noun.
Yeah, man. Didn't you see Creed?
Yeah, so you just describe like anything is like, all right, I need my drink. Yo, can you grab me that John over there? Or like, someone's acting crazy. Like, yo, that John is drawing. Like that, it's just Philly lingo, and so we just use it for everything. Like, if you go down Philly, like on the into the city, like on the highway, like. Billboards say it on it. They all use it for advertising. And then ski comes from graffiti. That's nice. It's everybody puts ski on the end of their graffiti names. And so I just like I've always been whenever I did like gamer tags or graffiti names, whatever, I always added ski to it. So John Ski, it wasn't taken, it wasn't copywritten. And here's where we are. Yeah.
It fits too, brother.
And I own it. And I really want people to know the minute they meet me that I am North Philly trash. You know what I mean? I want them to know exactly what they're getting so they don't like expect this like sweet person. They're like, oh, okay. So we know where he's from. So let's stand 4 feet away.
Nice. And so, of course, we're talking Mania. We're talking the city. But just to get to you a little bit, man, I mean, we obviously, all three of us here on the show, we watch wrestling. Fell in love with the product in different various times and different periods of our lives. When did you start watching wrestling, man?
So I started in the 90s, you know, like I remember my first favorite wrestler, and still to this day favorite of all time, Mick Foley, Mankind, Cactus Jack, Dude Love, all the variations. And like, it's had different meanings over the years of reasons why I love it too, because like, obviously, like, big hip hop fan, Travis Scott collaborating, you know, with the Cactus Jack name, you know, which like revamped it, and but love all that. But yeah, about in the 90s I watched it and then kind of fell out of it. But then in the 2000s, in like the Dr. Thugonomics era of WWE, I was hardcore for like, you know, good 6-7 years. And then in around the pandemic, like a lot of people, got exposed to it again, you know, via social media. And now I am like part-time watcher. So like, if I see something come up that like, you know what I mean, like I'm gonna watch Mania because like I want to see if Cody Rhodes finishes the story, you know what I mean, because right. Like, I've been watching TikToks about it for 2 fucking years. Take the belt away from this guy. Like, and I'm starting to get like a little deeper into it because I'm starting to follow like the other like adjacent programs like AEW, Ring of Honor. And because like I've started to like people on social media, like the MJFs of the world, where yeah. It's like, oh, this guy's not on WWE, but like he's one of the best performers in the business, clearly. And like, yeah. So like, you know, with that whole thing going on now where they took his merch off the website and like, that's all a fucking work. I'm not convinced. And, but like, so kind of on and off throughout my whole life. But like, you know, started in the 90s. Now I'm like, I'm almost back into a weekly watcher. That's where, if they add sports betting on wrestling, wrestling's in for a fucking problem with me. You know?
Well, wait until a little later. We're going to dive into sports betting, and I'll tell you about some of our official wrestling sports betting partners. That'll be later in the episode.
Nice. Yeah, Jovan is our official shooting shit degenerate gambler of the show.
So. We actually have people that we've banned from all prop bets. All of our shooters out there know we don't trust DeAndre Ayton, and Clint Capella can go again. Suck a dick. So both of okay. them also, you know, they're banned for life.
You want to? Can I show the camera something? Hold on.
Oh no!
If he stands up, I'm gonna get nervous.
Trust me, ain't much to show, buddy. I need a bigger lens.
Wearing a
excuse me,
jersey.
Jaylen Brown made it onto my list. $5 to win 1,000, blew it by 2 points.
Oh god, unreal.
So
that hurts.
When you hear the news later of the guy who threw himself off the Ben Franklin Bridge while screaming Jaylen Brown as he went the way down, that was this guy. But you know, I had an appearance to make first. I said I was going to be here. We can postpone that a few hours.
I appreciate your integrity. That's I got something to do with him. Yeah. Off the fucking bridge I go, baby.
Yeah.
It's what Sean says us every week.
I'm gonna sound like a Nerf football being thrown.
Yeah. Every episode when we get done, Sean goes, "Yeah, you guys, look, I showed up tonight, and we don't know. You got close this week. Got close.
Yeah, real close. Yeah, dude. You just never know."
Oh, dude, I'm an untied shoe away from going ballistic in a Target. You have no idea.
Dude, I don't know if me and him can hang out, Joe. We might cause problems for people.
I already booked a ticket to Chicago. I'm going to fuck up at the department store.
Why are you and your uncle starting a fight, Johnsky?
Yeah. Johnsky, why are you and Fred Durst beating that old lady up?
Because we're rolling, like, motherfucker.
I'd be like, look, it's his way or the highway. I don't fucking know, guys. I'm
just life in the fast lane, man. That's just the way it goes.
Me running across the background. If only we could fly.
That's our hype, man. That's our beat up old lady hype.
There you go, right there.
Paid there you
go. Guys will make it on World Star real quick. Real quick. Ooh. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Hey, I love, by the way, I love Chicago. I said the same thing where I was just like, you know.
The only thing I can't get with is you guys think lasagna is pizza.
No, we like don't. That's a myth, that's, bro.
Hey, that is a myth. I learned that when I was out.
That is a myth.
Is that a myth?
That is. Because that's why I know that you guys, you know, real Philly, you know, people don't put fucking cheese whiz on their fucking steak.
That's false. Yes, we do.
But
it depends where it's from. Yeah.
It's a matter of
it's very specific. You know by the color. So if it comes out if it's like bland yellow, it's wrong. But if it's orange, it's got to be orange. It's got to be like
nuclear,
shitty,
like glowing like nuclear
cafeteria
orange
cheese whiz.
Yeah.
A real Philly cheese. I'm gonna put you on real quick. A real Philly cheesesteak is cheese whiz, fried onions, and mayo. That is a Philly cheesesteak. Do not let anyone tell you difference. If you go to the first place, it's just D'Alessandro's. It's the oldest place in the city that's still operating. And you order a Philly cheesesteak, that's the cheesesteak you get. You get it with whiz, fried onions, and mayo.
Right. Well, I mean, it's the same way here. So if you order a Chicago dog, there's no ketchup on that bitch.
Unless you're Andy Hartwell.
Well, no ketchup on hot dogs is for retards and rednecks, and I don't see flannel on anybody in this chat. So, oh shit, no retard. Fuck.
Come on, dude. We can't say the hard word.
It's okay.
I mean it like the Shane Gillis way, Kanye West way.
It's okay. I have friends that are.
To my brand sponsors, G Fuel, I am sorry. I did not mean that. If you guys are saying this.
Right, I'm glad we cut that off. I was getting ready to go into my Robert Downey. So come on.
Well, I'll just segue out. The only other acceptable way without Wiz is Cooper Sharp.
Yeah, that's a South Philly thing. I'm not a South Philly guy. I'm not for the seated roll in Cooper Sharp. It's gotta be seated roll Cooper Sharp. That's the only other way. But Angelo's has both. So that's the beautiful thing about Angelo's is that they do it both ways. So like that's kind of the difference between like a North Philly cheesesteak and a South Philly cheesesteak.
Right.
So like if you go to like Angelo's or Woodrow's, you get them. They come with Cooper Sharp and on a seeded roll instead of an Amoroso roll. Yeah. Fucking fat guy shit.
Yeah. Well, you got to know that going into it.
Yeah. Obviously. We're not animals.
Man, what are we doing?
Well, man, we're
talking. You're just kind of sitting back enjoying shit. You're not even barely working tonight. What the fuck's going on?
Our host is.
We've had good conversation, motherfuckers. It's just
listen. This is like this is like Captain Phillips. I'm the captain now.
Right? Yeah. He acts like the whole theme of our show isn't just to shoot shit. He's over here. I want more structure. All right, remember that next week. No,
I was just wondering if you got your union card this week, and we didn't know about it, motherfucker.
His mandate of 15.
If you want to go through life doing everything half-assed, that's your choice, man. You have to speak up and say something.
Structure is the fucking key bridge in Baltimore has right now, dude.
We're never going to make it to the big time, man. This
WrestleMania, son of a bitch. WrestleMania, guys, give me one match out of the whole two nights. Either it's going to be the match you're most excited for, which match you think is going to be match of the night, or who's your lock to win, or what's a big surprise that's going to happen. But I just want one from all y'all. Thanks, Joey, for dying on us.
I got you. I'll go quick. I want to see the Usos go one-on-one, man. I think that's going to be a barn burner. There is no fucking possible way that shit's going to be a dud. None. And Jimmy better bring his A game because this is the only fucking Mania match he'll ever have as a singles wrestler. So he better make the best of it. I think it's going to be match of the night. I think it's going to be some of the best storytelling. These two dudes have been beaten, going back and forth, pounding on each other for years. This could very easily be Bret Owen.
All right. Could be Bret Owen. Joe?
I hate to say it, but... Gunther and Sami Zayn, even though I don't think it's the best story, I just know that match is going to perform. Yeah. Gunther is the shit, hot as hell right now. And you know,
Sami, really good guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, Sami's going to do like what Sami does. He's going to fucking win that entire crowd over.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just going to make everybody like, oh, he's not going to do it. And then come out of nowhere, I think he gets the upset too. I think he takes the title.
It's very possible. Yeah.
Oh God. I hope not.
I think they do, but I think they got to push Gunther's. Dude, it's time for him to step up. He's got him. They got to move him up. He's too good to just be carrying the IC belt, man.
To Sami Zayn. Yeah. I don't like that at all.
Dude, there's plenty of guys that lost to Sami Zayn that shouldn't have. That's the whole point of his character.
John, what do you got?
Hold on, real quick. Gunther loses. He goes up, but he's Seth Rollins' next feud because I don't think Seth loses the title either. So there you go. Monster heel, big title feud.
So kind of it's putting him over either way.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Like he's going to land in a decent position regardless of how the outcome of that match.
Hell yeah.
Probably in the same fucking show, the same day.
Yeah.
Depending on when they wrestle, day one or day two, I don't know.
That would probably be like end of day one, right? Like you guys would know more about how they structure, like, you know.
Well, in the night one is Cody.
It's going to be Cody
Seth, Roman, right?
That's going to be the tag match.
Cody Seth versus Roman Rock.
Yeah.
And then what's going to the main event's going to be Roman Cody night two.
Yeah.
Right.
What's going to be the co-main? Becky and Rhea Ripley.
No, it's got to be Seth and Drew.
Mm.
Well, all I'm saying is
I think Seth and Drew goes on in the middle because they don't want to put the two title fights next to each other.
The Rock's going to close out night one. That's going to be your main event match. It's going to be Rock, Roman, Seth. How do you have The Rock on your show wrestling night one and not close out the show with The Rock?
He's going to be the Bloodline Rules. Yeah, he'll be there.
I'm seeing in the production chat right now that Seth and Drew opens night two in his opinion. And open the night with a banger for night two. That would make a lot of sense. I don't know, but you know me, I want to see Rhea Ripley, baby.
Oh, dude, yeah, I'm with that dude.
She could go out there and wrestle a broom. I don't give a fuck.
Dude.
It's a very commonly used phrase in the community, but I don't think it's been made in that type of way.
All I'm saying is I'm really excited for would trade places with Buddy Matthews for one day. Just one day.
Is that her guy?
Yeah.
He sucks. He's probably stupid. Fuck him.
He eats corn the long way.
I just think I'm way cooler than that guy. You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. His girlfriend's Rhea Ripley. Who's your girlfriend?
She's pretty cool.
The cool value goes up with Rhea Ripley, I think. He could be in a fucking spandex shirt and plaid pants, but if he's walking next to Rhea Ripley, you're going, dude, that motherfucker must be pretty cool. Because look at her.
Yeah, he's probably got a hammer.
He's got to have a hammer.
True story.
He's Australian too, right?
Yeah.
Australian too, Joe? Yeah.
He's got that kangaroo down under, boy. He's smuggling a koala through PSA.
Dude, he's jacked to the
gills. Hey, man, you got to be careful. Bro. Koala's got syphilis, bro. That's
me too.
Syphilis.
I'm glad you knew where I was going with that. I'm really glad that you caught the reference.
I can't confirm the size of his hammer, but super nice guy when I met him. Super nice guy.
Oh, humble too, 10 or bigger for sure.
He's a nice guy. Yeah, he's slinging.
Yeah, well, eight to nine.
Like I said, once again, you go back to Ripley. If you're looking at if you're a lady to be a Ripley and you're banging that, you're probably in a good mood a lot.
Yeah, you're probably just having a good time. You know,
yeah,
I mean?
It's like, just a good day. Yeah,
he's probably not even aware he has a job. He's just coasting through life. Good for that guy. I reverse my claims. Good for that guy.
Joey, are we putting Buddy Matthews on the Kurt Dangle list?
I feel he has to go on it.
He has to go on the Kurt Dangle list. It's a new one on the list.
I can't wait to make that t-shirt, dude. I will wear it.
Who else is on the Kurt Dangle list? Goldberg?
Yeah, allegedly he's got that hammer on him, dude. He's apparently got that sledgehammer.
The fucking Hebrew hammer, dog. What up?
It's crazy because he's so angry all the time.
He's swinging that motherfucker for God's people, bro. Come on.
One of the most interesting backstage interactions I've ever seen was him and Riddle. Like, and he's talking shit to Riddle as if Riddle won't choke him out in 10 seconds.
Well, I know, and that's why I love that video.
Dude,
and call me bro.
Yeah. First of all, Riddle doesn't even know what planet he's on.
No.
Ew.
Nine times out of ten, no.
Yeah.
He's on the he's on that porn star powder planet right now. Man.
Yeah.
High.
That dude is literally snorting coke off some chick vagina right this moment. It is
They were like, hey, if you want to wrestle, you can't do drugs. He was like, nah, I'll pass. Whatever.
He's like, have you done coke off of titties before? Yeah.
He was I'll go to the Indies. They don't drug test down there, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, are you sure?
They're like, this is like your fourth failure, dude. You've got to stop with the powder. What? I know,
going back to the Goldberg interview, dude, you got to admit, though, that was just the most awkward interaction because Goldberg's there trying to intimidate him and shit, and it's Riddle, dude. And you
and like, he's like,
he's hey, uncock blockable, bro. He just like, when you're that high, you're not scared of shit.
You guys know his background, right?
Yeah,
yeah, he's a badass like, MMA guy. He was 4-0 undefeated in UFC, yeah.
Yeah,
he just like he couldn't get off coke the powder. Off
pussies.
No, well, that was weed. No, he was testing.
Oh no, he was weed. Yeah, he got caught like the Nick Diaz time.
He just liked smoking weed more than he liked a UFC contract.
Right. Like
Well, they sucked back then. They were 18-18 at max, and you know, and like even though he was 4-0, like 36 grand over four fights doesn't pay for the camp. You know what I mean?
Legit, true, dude. He was legit, bro.
Dana White is one of the biggest crocs, fucking carnies of all fucking time, and how he hasn't paid for it yet.
Well, they just lost that class action lawsuit. They got to pay $560 million to fighters, and Riddle's in that. Riddle gets paid.
Oh, yeah, I thought he was.
Yeah, he gets paid from that. There's a certain error. Yeah, and like just to clarify, because like I am probably the resident UFC fanboy here, like Dana doesn't control that. Like no, he does not control the paydays, and he hasn't for a long time. He was barely in control of the paydays when the Fertitta brothers and Zuffa owned UFC. The person to really mad at is Hunter Campbell. That's the money guy, and that's the guy who's going to take over for Dana. So everyone who thinking Dana on his way out is going to be good for fighter pay, it's going to be fucking worse. You want Dana because Dana's the bonus guy. Dana's the guy. He's the guy who gets the bonus. He kind of, I think, gets a bad rap over the money thing sometimes, but he was involved with it in the early days, but there was no money in the early days. So it's like, I feel like everyone's kind of biased when they talk about that, but there is some things like there is certain guys that should have paid that didn't get paid, like Demetrius Johnson and Jose Aldo. Like those dudes should have got way bigger paychecks than they did. And
the fact
they just,
that one of the best fighters ever got traded for a bum and a fucking
for Ben Askren. Ben Askren. Yeah, that's. I mean, great for DJ because where he landed, one is literally going to go bankrupt because of how much they paid DJ, which I don't give a fuck about one or watching dudes Muay Thai fight for two rounds and then UFC fight. Get Rod Tang the fuck out of here. Like, if he was any good, he'd be fighting in the UFC. Like, the only reason that DJ's not in the UFC is because they didn't care about flyweights then.
Yep.
And they said flyweights made no money. When DJ is, I don't think he's the GOAT, like the pound for pound GOAT, but I think he is the most talented fighter of all time. I think he's the most naturally talented. A fun UFC fact, did you know DJ was only training two times a week up until his sixth title defense? He had 25 fights. He was training 2 days a week working construction.
Yeah.
That's a bad motherfucker at 125.
Dude had talent. Yeah. Sometimes it's just gifted. You just got it. And he had it, dude.
Yeah. Jones is the GOAT, though.
Jones.
Those guys.
Jones became the GOAT when he told Daniel Cormier, I whooped your ass and I was on coke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking solid.
That dude was three days before that fight was in the favelas in Brazil firing a machine gun into the air snorting coke. It doesn't get more American than that.
Put it like this. Allegedly, GSP, when he fought Matt Serra the first time, when he lost the title, he wasn't training and he was living the party lifestyle. And he was supposedly out partying a couple nights a week, training like once or twice.
This is the goat, right?
Matt Serra was no joke.
Yeah, dude, Matt Serra was no joke. I don't know why he took him so lightly.
I understand that. But the first John Jones Gustafson fight, the rumor was John Jones didn't even sleep. He partied the entire night before.
72 hours.
Yeah, 72 hours straight of partying. Goes to fucking one of the craziest title fights and still wins and comes out champ. Like that's the GOAT. Because that dude, he can fucking party. He can fight his ass off. Which also means, like, you can't really fuck. You can't, like, wait till, I can get John Jones when he's got a few drinks in him or fucked up. Are you kidding me?
He's better.
He fucking defended the 205 title high as a fucking helicopter.
Yeah, no, he zones in.
Yeah, him drunk and high is, you are in more danger. He's the only guy. You are in more danger. He's not only, he's going to beat you, he's going to leave. He's going to run over to 7-Eleven, head kick a cashier, and then crash a car into a pregnant woman. All in one night.
And yell at her not to fucking tell nobody or he'll fucking kill her.
And then show up at his press conference and say thank to his Lord and Savior, he will get clean again.
Yeah.
Well, he gets clean every 2 weeks, dude. Every other time, you know, whenever he needs it. All right. So, Johnsy, I heard a secret, man. And I don't know how big of a secret this is, but I heard that you're a Swiftie.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm all about it.
See, that's what I heard, man. And then I hear like the Swiftie army is like real fucking tight knit.
Yeah, it's like wild.
That's a bunch of women. They all synced up at the same time. Don't you think they'd be angry at least 1 week a month?
I grew up in a house with all women. It feels like my childhood. I don't care. I'm having a good time listening to cool
folk
songs.
That's a lot of crying white girls, bro.
My whole life has been crying white girls. So what's the difference? I'm used to it. Except this time, one of them brought a folk guitar. It's sick. They make happy-ass music.
Here's
like a slight difference. So she grew up in PA, so I am far certain that I heard her music far before it was popular, because she grew up in like the same area as us and where I was living. And like, she has changed completely. Like, obviously she started as a country singer and now she's and she does make really good music. It's like, she is like Eminem or Rick and Morty. The worst part of her is her fans. You know what I mean? Like, it's not her specifically. Like, her music is good.
I get that assessment, though. That makes a little,
Like, I'm telling you, remove all of your thoughts about her and go listen to the Midnights album. Like,
oh, no, dude, I know her music. I'm just not, like, I wouldn't say I'm a Swiftie.
Sean has done enough white chicks to know her music.
Dude, I work at a bar.
Doing a service.
We had a cover band like 3 weeks ago come in, and it was like a rock band, and they covered one of her songs. My God, dude, the whole fucking, it was like white boy heaven in there. They just, everybody jumping up, down, off beat, nobody really knowing what they're doing, but it felt good. So they just let go. Yeah.
The thing that's really, the thing that attracts me to that whole thing is that she's not like classically trained. She's not the best singer. She's not the best songwriter, but somehow she has found a way to make herself the most marketable. And that's really interesting to me. Like that is like, because you have people out there, like, you know, I'm trying to like think of like good singers, like the Jill Scotts of the world that are like really just like classically talented,
but
fucking can't market themselves worth a shit, you know what I mean? Yeah. so like, not only is she smart and like talented enough to be famous, she's like an incredible businesswoman. And so like, I think people, like, I think she kind of gets a bad rap because I think people have a lot worse role models in the world than someone who took herself from Reading, Pennsylvania to being a fucking billionaire and like has never shit on anybody along the way, has never had to step on anybody, do anything bad. Like, the whole lore around her is that like everyone wants to find something bad about her, and like, so they just talk about her relationships. Like, so what? She likes to fuck a lot of dudes. Who cares?
Yeah, man.
I mean, she fucks dudes, makes sick music about it. Adele does it too. Nobody cares because she's fat. Am I wrong?
She's actually lost all that weight.
And guess what? Nobody cares about her music anymore. Who's the last time she had an Adele song?
You know what they say about girls?
She's not putting out an album. She's doing a fucking Vegas residency. So there you go.
You know what they say about the dude from Saved by the Bell?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Mario Lopez, still relevant, making money. Yeah.
Yeah, like good for Dell, but like fucking point proven. She got skinny. No one gives a shit anymore.
Well, no, I mean, you got to remember though, for every girl that's lost a bunch of weight, there's still a fat, insecure girl in that body. It's just thinner. Don't change your mind, man. That's cosmetic. That shit just fucking changes the outside. I'm getting
changed for fucking album sales.
Sean, this is why you never made it as a wise man.
Dude, I've never tried to be a wise man, brother. I'm more of the get the fuck out of my way kind of guy. I don't want to talk to people. That's why I do it here.
He's a ludicrous guy. He's a ludicrous guy.
He's a ludicrous guy. Yeah. Move, bitch. Anyway.
Get out the way.
Oh, Jesus. Well, we hit Taylor Swift, man. And what I like, though, is what you said about her fans. You know, take everything out of it. Taylor's good. Take the fans out of it. That's kind of what we say about wrestling, dude. Wrestling is good, but take the IWC out of it because we're fucking toxic.
Okay, so inform me what IWC means.
The like internet wrestling community.
Okay, cool. Now I'll know that forever.
The absolute worst shitbags on the face of this earth.
So the bottom of the wrestling iceberg.
It's like IWC, Juggalos, Swifties. You know, LeBron sexuals. You gotta put the Bron sexuals.
Oh, the bronies. The bronies.
Yankee fans and Cowboy fans on there too.
Yankee fans, Cowboy fans are on that list.
Fuck off. We get a lot
of I mean, like Swifty and Bron sexuals, that's like, you know, one big vagina mess right there. So we don't
tired of y'all fucking shitting on the Cowboys. We don't
put it like this. I would say the Swifties have a clear advantage because they probably don't smell as bad as the IWC.
Yeah, they shower.
Well, yeah. They got.
Oh,
they
okay,
got,
yeah, no. The IWC.
They got metal. That's because they got metal medical coverage, man. If you can afford to go to a Swiftie show, you're making bank, bro. You're making money. That shit ain't cheap.
So, your parents are definitely making six figures.
Swifties are just upper class juggalos, is what we're getting.
Yeah, dude. That's basically what we're saying. Yeah, they're not drinking that like Aldi, Walmart. Spring water. They're drinking Perrier at the concerts and shit. Everybody's walking around with a green bottle with a straw in it.
I'm telling you, the next time she's in Philly, they're gone. It's just
me. Awesome, bro.
I'm not a good lawyer for Taylor Swift.
True story. Yeah. Of what to drink at events is SummerSlam that was in Philadelphia in the 90s. Was it 91? Not 90, 91. Anyway, my father took me to that. And it was at the Spectrum, and we had nosebleeds at the Spectrum, so we were in the upper level. And my father back then was able to bring in his fucking binoculars that had the fucking cap on it, filled with peppermint schnapps, and he just got absolutely shit-faced.
Yeah.
Like, the entire SummerSlam. That's when he almost got into a fight that night with Paul Bearer. Wait, is that night?
Paul Bearer. No,
that's a different night. He got shit faced at another wrestling show. I'll save that for another time. But
and this was 1990, Joey. 1990.
There you go. So 1990. That was the last time he was ever to get that in, because after that he was busted a few times.
Yeah.
But that one night, binoculars filled with peppermint schnapps. That's how you enjoy a wrestling show.
Michael Howard had the binocular glass. His was filled with wild turkey. So
nice. Talking about getting busted, gentlemen. Well, before we segue into this, let's go ahead and give an official thank you to our unofficial sponsors. That is for all you wrestling fans who like to bet on wrestling. You have Bet619 for Lucha, MarkDuel for your everyday FanDuel needs on MarkDuel, Draft Queens for when you really want to bet on the ladies divisions, and Bet R Truth when you made a bet, but no, you didn't. Fantastic. All of this goes down because we're going to talk betting and Shohei Ohtani with, of course, the degenerate gambler here and my degenerate buddy from Philly, that fucking Johnski. We're going to have to link up and do a monster fucking parlay together.
Oh, my God.
That'd be so awesome.
I can't wait to see you guys both lose money together.
I love it when people go broke together, dude. That's so amazing.
I'll put it this way. I just got a high five-figure tax statement from FanDuel, and I'm not happy about it because there wasn't a plus sign next to it. Listen, I walked away Like, I was getting tips from Otani's manager, and I walked away 8,000 positive last football season. This one did not do me well. Otani's manager was missing.
You know who really fucked me the most?
He's been distracted. Football. He's been distracted this week, bro. He's got a lot of shit.
Fucking football season last year, I lost so much money on number one, Ridley. Ridley and the yards fucking got me every single week. And fuck, who was it? Me betting against Tony Pollard because he couldn't score for the longest. That was my bank.
And then he got hot.
Yeah, at the end. Motherfucker. And then he's
two touchdowns a game for four games.
Yeah.
And you've been doing this shit for a while. You're so good at it, bro.
I've been the positive motherfucker. Don't joke.
You know what they say? Most gamblers quit before they hit big. So I'm gonna keep going.
You know, exactly. You can't quit.
My dad didn't raise no quitter. My dad didn't raise me, but I'm sure that's what he would have said.
Jovan keeps going. We're gonna be doing this show at the pawn shop. He has to put his computer through to make some money.
I just need it for an hour, dog.
I got $20. Can I borrow it for an hour?
I got a banger 13 legger, bud.
It's always when you have those 13 legs, it's the one. I missed by 13. 1 point.
It's the 13th, right? It's that 13th leg.
Fucker, dude. You watch all the games.
We're in the second time in history now. One of the all-time greats, because I'm sorry, but Otani already is there. I mean, probably never going to see a player like him again.
Yeah.
You know, that can play both sides at the level he does.
And now by second time in history, you're saying Pete Rose, right?
Pete Rose. Yeah. And now we have Otani in the biggest scandal since pretty much Pete Rose.
It's funny how that mirrored.
Yeah. And the Astros cheating scandal, I would say that would.
Yeah,
that's
up there.
That Pete Rose. And
the
trash cans. Steroids.
I don't even put the PEDs up there because the MLB let that go on for 10 years. And
they let it go on until it became news. That's the problem.
It's bullshit that they took his home run record.
Well, dude, the whole thing with the PEDs is bullshit anyway. Here's the thing. You're driving to work.
Hold on.
It's time for steroid talk with Sean.
We do this every week.
Thank you. Go ahead, Sean. I appreciate it. My whole point is, man, is like, if you broke your leg and you couldn't work or had some kind of debilitating injury, you're getting disability for it or insurance or whatever. Or these guys make their living with their bodies. Okay. If you just had doctors on staff that could fucking dictate and control dosages of what these guys are doing, these motherfuckers would not be getting in trouble for fucking using too much. They get hurt, they have to heal up. Their whole point of how they make a living is wrapped up in what they can physically do. It's their job.
If there was ever a sport that needed a TRT exemption, it's the MLB because of the elbow surgeries.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
TRT exemption would change that. And first of all, juice them all. I want to see Bryce Harper go out there and hit home runs with his fucking forehead. Like, who cares? Like, it's baseball. Like, right. What are we even talking about here? Like, I don't care if Otani is betting pitches on the field with cash. You know what I mean? Like,
I got five on a ball. Five on a ball.
Yeah, thank God. Baseball's interesting.
Right.
Like, there's the dugout and Otani's yelling out 5 yen. Nobody knows what the
Yeah, exactly. Like, I want to see him passing envelopes to his manager from the dugout.
Right.
Like, this dude ain't going to hit shit. Like, here you go. Like, it's just like, the thing is, the only thing I don't like about this whole situation is they are not treating him the same. If they were going to treat him the same, he should be suspended right now.
Right. And he wouldn't be playing.
Because the whole thing, like, we have to look at this at very blanket, right? Is at a very black and white view of this, he may have committed a crime. When Trevor Bauer might have committed a crime, he got suspended, and he lost $300 million in endorsements.
And
so
he's probably never coming back to the
and publicly said he'll take the league minimum contract to get back to the U.S.
to play.
Well, and won't take him.
Go ahead, bro. I don't want to cut you off.
Their golden boy right now, which is Otani. Mm-hmm. Is now caught up in probably the biggest sports scandal of the year, if not the last few years since, like, I would say the Houston scandal, I really wouldn't put the UFC betting scandal up there because that's kind of under different circumstances and nobody gives a fuck about James Krause anyway.
Yeah.
But like, I don't like to, like, I, you know, I walked into my kitchen, you know, I have a TV in my kitchen and that always has like Sports Center or whatever sports are on it. And like the Dodgers game is on and I'm staring at fucking Ohtani. And I'm like, I'm like, isn't this the guy who just bet on himself and is like getting accused? Because here's the problem here. He's not getting accused of betting on himself. He's getting accused of throwing fucking games. That is a way different accusation.
It's shaving. Than, it's worse.
That's a federal crime. Like 30 years in federal prison crime. Like Pete Rose just thought he was that fucking awesome. So he just bet on himself. Okay. It's too
total. Well, I mean, all this came up because the fucking bookie was under federal investigation. That's the only reason that's when it came out. So, yeah, we're looking everything federal crimes at this point.
But this is my issue with it real quick. And I'm sorry, Sean, I'll let you go in a minute.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
But watching the Dodgers game, because, you know, guys, I love baseball. It's opening day. I stayed home, had beer and wings all fucking day. But watching the Dodgers game, the way they made it seem like it wasn't a big deal for Ohtani. Oh, yeah, they expect it to be a real quick investigation for Ohtani. Like, just fucking cutting it like nothing's wrong with it. Ah, yeah, we're going to let it go. Dude, well, this is a major scandal.
Here's the thing, and you guys, I mean, Joe, you're closest to me in age, right? Everybody else is considerably younger.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. All right, so I born in 70. I watched Pete Rose actually play, right? The problem, and everybody wants to compare this to Pete Rose, and I'm going to tell you three and everybody else is listening, you cannot do that, and here's why. Pete Rose was a cocksucker. He was the biggest fucking asshole that you have ever met. Managers, players, other organizations, anybody that ever interacted with Pete Rose will tell you that he was a gigantic douchebag. The reason why they threw the fucking book. Punishment at him. So yeah, the book at him so fucking hard is because he was a fucking dick. The guy was managing an on-bench coach and still putting himself in games as a pinch hitter when the whole gambling thing started. And that's why he had way too much power in the MLB. It was personal with them. It's like, and the only thing, and I'm going to put it on par with this. If our former president ends up going to prison and you hear all these people plotting and happy about that happening, that is how they felt about Pete Rose. Like, fuck you, dude. You deserve this. You're a fucking prick.
Yeah. Perspective is definitely important here.
Exactly.
For time frame. Yeah.
Because Ohtani is like,
A
golden boy ambassador to the game. Everybody loves him. He's polite. He treats people with respect. Pete Rose didn't. He would shit on a fucking waiter in a heartbeat. He just didn't care. The guy was just a huge dick. And the reason why he's never been allowed back into the Hall of Fame is because he just refuses to fucking admit that he did anything wrong. He was betting on games, yes, but not on games that he coached or played in.
I thought he did.
I thought he did too.
I thought he only ever, when he did bet on games that he was in, he only ever bet on himself.
He bet 8 to 10 games every day.
Oh damn!
Oh shit!
I read his autobiography. He bet 8 to 10 games every day. He would write out his list, but he never once made a baseball decision based on what his gambling was. The guy at that time had more money than he could fucking do with it. So losing a little bit of money gambling wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cut you there, Sean. It sounds like the same thing that Calvin did, Ridley, and he was only gone for a year, but that doesn't even look like Ohtani's gonna get shit.
Well, hold on, put it like this though. Did everybody forget the Jordan gambling scandal in the 90s?
Oof. That's
where they found the fucking check that Jordan wrote to the fucking gangster dude. Anybody remember
the
that?
Russian, to the Russians.
I
know the whole situation dude.
Hit me.
I'm not saying the bookie wasn't black, but the Russians is who he was betting with. And I know they posed it as a golf bet. And but like the bet made no sense that it was a golf wager, like because they had like notes for the bets, and he got caught up a bunch of times, and like that was the year break in between.
Yeah,
like they said he took a year break because of his gambling problem. First of all, no, they didn't, because he never stopped. And like,
no, he's still gambling. Like, he took a year off because his dad died, man. Yeah,
because his dad, and you know, we got our speculations about that of why that happened, you know. I'm sorry, but people's fingers don't get cut off. That if you've never read the case file for that, it is public information. You can find it on justia.com, and it is very interesting, and it is definitely posed. Like, if you watch, I would love to see, and I'm sure as a Chicago person, you would too. I would love to see a Jordan documentary not produced by Michael Jordan. I would love to see the truth, because there's a lot of interesting stuff around that. Like, like I'm a big sneakerhead, and if you know anything about Jordans, there's a limited Jordan that comes out every year called the Dornbecker. And and the reason he has to do that every year for Dornbecker Kids Hospital is because there was a bunch of cancer patient kids at the training facility in Chicago, and they were like, hey, the kids want to talk to you. And he was like, ah, fuck them kids. And that's where the Michael Jordan fuck the kids phrase comes from, is and that's why he has to donate $10 million a year to Dornbecker charity.
Oh yeah,
but he still never hugged him.
It's like the Diana Ross of
basketball. So
I don't sign opinion, for less than 10 grand. Don't touch me. Yeah,
my opinion about that is, to be that good at something, you have to have a mentality like that, where it's all game, all business, all time. Don't care about anything else. Because look at the greatest in every sport; they are all bad people. Just go up and down the list.
Did we just talk about John Jones? Jesus Christ.
I didn't want to point it out, but like, not a good person, but he's fucking awesome. Yeah. And he's spinning elbows the shit out of people. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, just look at everybody throughout history, the majors that were like considered like the absolute greats of anything. Yeah. Artists, musicians.
Yeah. They're always assholes, man. They're all got fucking
lunatics.
It's a good way to stop, gentlemen. I want to thank our Philly correspondent, Mr. Johnsky, for joining us tonight, man. Great episode, great shit. Tell people where they can follow you, where you at, socials, all that. Spill it.
At Johnsky215 on TikTok and twitch.tv/Johnsky. Make sure you guys stop by, follow me. Also, join my Discord, Johnsky's World. You can so for the people who don't know, because I know I didn't get really into it, real quick, I do a lot of like reaction content and stuff like that. You can send me videos to react to. Cost nothing. I have no subscriber fees, no nothing like that. We're keeping it as organic as possible. Let these fucking apps pay me. I don't want you guys to pay me.
Hell yeah, man, I love it. Dennis, hit our video.
You do realize now that every basement dweller outside of Philly is going to show up at Mania using John way too much.
They are. I'm sorry
about that. So who's all going to Mania? Just you?
Just be me. Javon,
how much are tickets?
Legends of the Ring Sting, man. This is a great figure. Old school figure. Looks great. It's Sting! Old school Sting from WCW. Guys, you know us. Three-fourths of the Shooting Shit team, and we're here with a listener just like you guys. This is Jimmy from Super Powers Comics.
My friend of almost 20 years. Yeah. He's known him since you were 12.
If you know people in Chicago, you probably know Dennis because he knows half the town.
Of course.
But shooters, if you need action figures, comics, wrestling memorabilia, we just showed you Sting. Superpowers Comics will put up their QR code so you can get a good look at everything they have coming. Give it a shot, shooters. Get your superpowers on and get your comics from our friend Jimmy, who listens just like you.
Attention, wrestling fans and fans of Shootin' Shit Podcasts. You can now be one of the cool kids by going to ProWrestlingTees.com and buy the official Shootin' Shit t-shirt. Buy it now and be there at ringside.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube at www.youtube.com/@SHOOTINGSHT. Find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/SHOOTINSHT. Check us out on TikTok at SHOOTINSHIT. And you can buy your official Shootin' Shit shirt at www.prowrestlingtees.com/SHOOTINSHT. And thanks for watching.